you're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Hello, hello.
Hi, welcome to Student Special Hour. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM.
Broadcasting from the unceded Musqueam territory here at UBC.
Vancouver. Shout out to the French Canadians here in Canada. This was for you. I'm Rachel.
I'm Christine.
Yeah, and we are part of the student exec at CITR Radio, and we're hanging out in the station today, being students,
making special things.
Special in an hour.
Yes. Student Special Hour is a show that's weekly, and this is kind of like a special transitional time for the Student Special Hour because we have a paid position that comes and operates it during the year, but we haven't hired that person yet, so... Right now, it's just a mess of fun trying to share our student experiences. Another hour of radio I can do. I can harass the world with.
Listen to us talk.
Yeah. What are we going to talk about today?
What are we going to talk about today? I was actually thinking we could talk about balance in student life.
Yeah.
Especially because, you know, this is like the second week of school and everybody's kind of getting back into the groove of things, especially if you are just chilling over the summer. It's kind of hard to get back into that. I need to balance everything and make sure that I can sleep, eat, socialize, and school.
What don't they say, like, oh, pick two. You can have like good grades, a social life, or sleep.
Yeah, that's
but you only have two.
It certainly does feel that way. Like when you look at how much you need to do and then how much time you have in a day, it feels like you need to just give up one of those in order to be able to do everything.
Which one do you give up?
I feel like more often than not, I give up sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the problem is it's sort of like this cycle, right? If you give up sleep, then you're not doing the other things well and it actually just takes more time.
Yeah.
Yeah. But shout out to my friend Varun for helping me with time management. We sat down and for the first time in my life I blocked out my life by the hour, so I know exactly what I need to do, and I found out I need to spend on average 6 hours a day studying in order to achieve my academic goals. And so far it's proven to be pretty okay. I put a solid 3 hours in at Irving K. Barber Library today. So
whoa, I'm not on that yet. Oh my gosh. Okay, let's play some music because, like, also this is a great... I love the Student Special Hour at this point in my life because I can just replay and play all the songs I don't get to on my show, Fresh Slice. So this is a new MIA song. Ooh. Off of her album AIM, which is getting terrible reviews.
Oh, okay.
I know, but this is a good song. It's called Allie, Are You Okay? And it's totally contributing to this no time for the working man in the capitalist system. You know, that's what she's going for.
All right, MIA here on Student Special Hour at CITR 101.9 FM. Enjoy.
Hey. Don't ignore your doctor's orders. Now come here, show me how you're loving me.
Yeah.
Hello, hello. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is the student special hour.
I like that. And you just heard the song Watch Me Burn by Femme Accident. And the reason why I say it like that is because their entire band name is completely capitalized.
We were just discussing how confusing it is. Like, bands really like to get creative with capitalization in their all of their formats, like song titles, especially on Bandcamp, I find. And it's like, are you being serious? You really don't want me to capitalize these things? Or
yeah, I just get a general sense of someone yelling at me when that happens. And I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I mean, I didn't necessarily think their music was particularly aggressive, so.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I don't know why they're yelling.
And okay, and before that, I played a song by the Submissives called Forces off of their latest Do You Really Love Me? I listen to this stuff constantly. The Submissives are a Montreal band. They're self-proclaimed lovesick barfers.
Lovesick barfers. Tell me more about lovesick barfers, Christine.
I think it's just like someone who's so in love that they're barfing all the time.
Or is it like, more like they're, but it's, but is it more that they're so sappy and they're so in love that it induces vomit in others who are observing?
Yeah, like that's why I love the Submissive so much, is that the whole concept is really satirical. Her name's Dev, I think. And she has written that she feels like everyone is expecting her to make this pop music that is sung to males, to the male gaze. And so she's really embracing that and saying, yeah, I love singing about boys. Like, all I think about is boys, 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 boys. And, like, that makes her music, to me, really, I really appreciate it because it just goes over the top a lot of the time and proves this point. It's like, obviously no, like these songs are so extreme.
So using that sort of dramatic really over the top, like you said, to prove a point.
Yeah,
be ironic.
They're really cool. And so she writes all the parts of the songs, but when they perform, I might have talked about this last week, when they perform with like 10 women on stage, and they're all wearing the exact same outfit. They're all wearing white dresses. And it kind of speaks to this. I'm not sure this is exactly the point, but it speaks to this, like, oneness. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. Ponder on that, folks. Oneness.
What does it mean?
What does it mean?
And then before that, we listened to one of MIA's new tracks off of her latest AIM album, which is, like I said, getting negative reviews. Pitchfork said that this her fifth album
was a no-go.
Missed the mark.
But she missed the mark.
Ooh,
that was a pretty, I apologize for that pun.
It was burn. That was such a burn, MIA. Like,
yeah. What I do want to commend MIA for, in the very, very surface level, given that I didn't even know that she released an album, is that it was a wonderful play on words. And AIM is MIA backwards. So,
What is that called? It's called a...
I don't want to say palindrome.
It is palindrome.
It is.
Yeah.
Oh, same... No, palindrome is same way forwards and backwards. Because they're two words.
So AIM is a palindrome for MIA.
Is it?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? I think you might be right, and I gotta give myself some credit.
I'm, like, not sure that that's creative.
I'm sure someone has thought of that before, but thank you for trying, MIA.
Yeah, thanks.
So what music do we have next up on Student Special Hour, Christine?
Well, next, what am I gonna play next? How about next I play... Let's talk about us for a little bit beforehand.
Okay, sounds good. Talk about us. Should we continue on that subject of balance? Or...
Yeah.
Okay. I have a question. Do you know somebody or know someone who knows someone who is the epitome of, like, life juggler. Like, you just,
oh my gosh.
you know somebody who is doing so much you don't think it's humanly possible or they're human at all, and yet they are there in front of your eyes. Do you know someone like that?
I know so many people like that, and most, yeah, that I admire them so much. And I think I was a little bit like that last year.
Hmm.
And this year, I'm like, screw it.
Nope.
Yeah, like, I can't live like that. Yeah, one of those people is Eleanor Wearing. She's our volunteer manager.
Yes.
She does it all. Like, I asked that woman yesterday when her days off are, and she was like, I don't have them.
Oh,
so, yeah, she does it all. Do you know people like that?
I certainly know people like that. And I'd like to believe, actually, that it's just a facade. It's just a facade. Because I think I would say that I used to be someone like that, where you appear to be doing it all and balancing it all. But there's always, like, behind the scenes, there's always, you know, tidbits and blooper reels and, you know, whatever they call it in film that you don't see.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, I remember doing a lot and feeling like, oh, wow, I don't have any time to spend with my friends. But everyone else was like, Rachel, they look like they're doing pretty well for themselves. And I'm like, please talk to me. So, yeah, just if folks out there, students especially, if you see somebody who looks like they have it all together, just remember that they probably don't. And that's okay.
And that's fine. Yeah.
That doesn't make either of you bad people.
No, or it's like, oh, how do you do all this stuff? And I think it's what I've learned is that those people sometimes just prioritize their time in different ways. And they are like, oh, my God. My hero is, like, just the most efficient person with her time. I can't even... I think she just does things in a very concentrated... Like, she won't sit down and write an email for, like, an hour, like me.
5 minutes.
Five minutes.
Boom,
and
boom, boom.
Yeah, and it's all... I'm not sure how to do it, but...
Yeah.
I have another song now.
Excellent. I'm so excited. Tell us about the song, Christine.
This is by a band called Frank Love. I discovered them because they're playing a show with Wish Kicker on January 13th, coming up, like a long ways away. But they're a great Vancouver band that plays sweet punk music. I'm sorry, Frank Love, you don't play music. This is the song New New.
All right, get ready for some punk, folks.
Oh,
Having trouble finding affordable, fresh baked goods and coffee? Come down to Agora Cafe, located in the McMillan Building at UBC. There's also space available to study.
This September 15th through 18th, the 9th Annual Rifflandia Festival will transform the city of Victoria, featuring a diverse lineup of artists across numerous stages, all within walking distance of the city's beautiful and historic downtown core. This year's lineup includes Jurassic 5, Michael Franti and Spearhead, Wolf Parade, Ex-Ambassadors, De La Soul, Band of Skulls, Prozac, and more. Join us for 4 days of music, food, art, and fun. Visit rifflandia.com for details.
So that was New New by Frank Love off Hot Garbage EP.
And next I'm going to play some Sean Nicholas Savage, but my computer has to load. So we just got another guest in the studio. This is the Student Special Hour, and the goal of the Student Special Hour is to highlight student voices and talk about our experiences.
On that note, I've been informed by this special guest that they are going to have their on-air debut in the show coming up. Yes, so we are not going to reveal their voice.
Oh, yes. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned to hear for the next voice. Show. To hear the voice of our mystery guest on Student Special Hour. John is currently drinking his green juice and staring at us.
He's a green juice fanatic.
Yeah, it's kind of scary.
What do you think about green juice, Rachel?
I think green juice is kind of getting everything that you need to be a healthy adult packed into one bottle, and it's a good fun time.
I love taking in like a big gulp of green juice and then like kind of keeping it in my mouth a little bit and then like smiling at me.
Can you tell us more about that experience as to why you enjoy doing that so much?
It's just funny, like you can try to take Snapchat pictures of that, and it's a good way to entertain your buddies because it looks like you have swallowed some radiation poisoning. Always delightful.
Always. Okay. Are we ready for that? Did you say Nicholas Savage?
Sean Nicholas Savage. It's queued up. It's ready to go. This is off of his new album, Magnificent Fist. It's truly beautiful. There's like flamenco action.
Amazing.
Amazing. All right, that was an excellent Sean Nicholas Savage song off of his new album. And my internet is just really slow today, so it's taking us a little
bit
of a lot
of time. I actually wanted to talk about this song by Sean Nicholas Savage. Our special mystery guest was actually saying that this song sounds like a 90s movie, and this is the song that plays when they're rolling the credits, but it's the second credit song. Not the first, but the second. Really good insight. And for me personally, I think that this song reminds me of people from the 90s with like really weird hair riding off into the sunset on a motorcycle, and you only see like their silhouette, and it's like orange and
a
pink.
Silhouette.
Yeah. That's, you ruined that word for me. I can't look at silhouette the same way anymore, Christine. This is, I'm mad at this. Yeah, we hope that Sean Nicholas Savage also brought you some beautiful
pleasure.
90s vibes.
I love his music because it's so melodramatic. But like, and when I saw him live last year, I realized that it's not a facade. Like, that is his feelings and his emotions are just at the peak and the lows of the roller coaster, which is something that I think a lot of people, I'm kind of a person who gets really sick of irony very fast, and it was refreshing to find out that this was not irony, this was a real and true experience that someone was living. Even though I did just, like, say that I love The Submissives because they're being a little bit ironic, whatever.
Ew, whatever. You're allowed to be contradictory. It is okay. Are we ready for that?
Yes.
Upcoming track.
So next, I am really excited because Kim Gordon just put out her first solo music. This is called Murdered Out, and it is about the phenomenon of people like blacking their cars, painting their cars all black and putting black like over the windows. Yeah, that tint over the windows and over the brand name of the car, even if it's a really nice car. So, yeah, this song is called Murdered Out, and it's released on NPR if you want to listen to it.
All right, Murdered Out, folks. Here we go.
Tell me.
second annual Welcome Back Barbecue at the UBC Nest, featuring Earl Sweatshirt, Autograph, Always Humans, and My Gay Husband.
You've expressed explicitly.
This Friday, September 16th. Doors are at 3:30 p.m. Tickets are available online or free with your AMS First Week wristband.
Something sinister to it. The pendulum swinging slow, a degenerate moving through the city with criminal stealth. Welcome.
So excuse me while I turn that on. Hello, how are you? Hello, you're live on the air. All right, and they've hung up.
Tune in every Friday at 10 a.m. for Vancouver, right? With your hosts, Alex Biron and Simon Armstrong. News, music, personal stories, and everything you need to know about the local comedy scene. What else would you be doing at 10 a.m. on a Friday? Well, you're probably at work, and if you have the day off, you've already made plans. It doesn't matter. Just be there and call in anytime.
We're the Bitter Weed Draw.
This is Zach from Black Breath.
Hi, this is Artie from Broken Bones.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark.
I'm Water Crime Guide.
This is Dan Mangan.
Hey, this is David Pepke from Denmark.
This is Dylan Ozick from Slingshot.
Hi, this is Dick Valentine from Electric City.
Hi, everybody. This is Fred Penner on the Radio Waves.
This is Brent Schneider.
This is Colin from GBH.
Hi, this is the Green Up Inventors.
Hi, this is Ben Ditto from The Gossip.
Hi, this is Brian from Hellshock.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe.
I'm Shani from NFC.
This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross.
Hey, we're J plus J plus J.
This is Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer and the Whiskey Bandits.
It's James Wood, half of Mega Bear.
This is Jeron Paxton, American musicianer.
This is Swami Bill and the Shameless Weed Hounds from New Orleans, Louisiana, east of the Mississippi.
Hi, this is John Boutte from New Orleans, Louisiana.
This is Jesse Laborde.
I'm Peter Mansbridge.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, also on the web, citr.ca, in UBC, University of British Columbia, in Vancouver, Canada.
It is a time of magic and change in the realm of Discordia. Discorder's format has once again transformed with the changing of seasons and years. September's Discorder magazine. Experience it anew.
Is there any way that you can be graceful when?
Featuring cover artist Craftition, articles on Wish Kicker, Art Deco, and hick album reviews for Ramsey and Japanese Girls, and live show reviews of Art Swells, Space Melt, and more. Experience the transformation. Pick up a copy of Discorder at local record stores, venues, and more. Thank you to Discorder's advertisers. Vinyl Records, Recruiting Canada, Rickshaw, Fringe, Zipcar, Astoria, AMS, Don't Argue, Hastings Crossing, BIA, Live Band, The Rio, Shindig, Timber, Neptune, Viv, Unif Hit, Dead Offensive, Flemish Eye, Volunteer Media. Hold us all together in one as the winter comes.
Johnson.